I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here is your 3-minute reset. I want to talk today about one of the ugliest vices, jealousy. And if you read the story of after David slew Goliath, everyone was so happy, right? The battle was over. The Philistines were done. And as they're coming back from this battle, everyone starts to sing that Saul has slain his thousands. Saul was king, and he had plenty of things going for him. And David, his tens of thousands. And right after that, Saul's idea was, we need to kill David. Huh. And as I read the story, I thought, that's horrifying. And then I look at myself and think, gosh, all the times I've been jealous of someone else's successes or life or wealth or whatever it is, it's really kind of horrifying.
Yeah. And part of the reason why it's so horrifying is because when you feel jealous and envy, the shame that you feel is horrible. Whenever I feel jealous and envious, and I have, I feel like, oh man, I feel this more than anybody in the world. It's somehow I convict myself. I think this is the devil saying this, like, you're the most jealous or envious person ever. And I asked some of my friends and they said, that's how they feel when they realize they're feeling it. And we have to stop ourselves and say, yes, I feel envy and jealousy right now. And that doesn't make me a horrible person. I'm not the only one. This is one of the sins that we know we all struggle with. And not layering on extra guilt on that allows us to sit and adjust. The question is, how do we adjust?
Yeah, this is step one to being able to deal with any sin in our lives, is that even if it's kind of a horrifying sin or embarrassing, just to first say, okay, I'm a beloved child of God. I'm not the sin or vice that I'm dealing with. So I can mention this to God. I can mention it to myself. I don't have to be afraid of this and just admit it's there. And then I think that a big antidote is, after you've admitted it's there, is to start counting your own blessings. I mean, just sit down for a minute and thank God for your life. Because even though someone might have something that you don't have, right? God has blessed you with so many things to be grateful for. And don't let the joy be stolen from you by looking at what other people have. I've heard this great saying that jealousy is the only sin with no pleasure attached to it at all. It's instant misery, unlike most sins, which for at least a minute make you feel kind of, you know, some level of pleasure.
Right. And so the thing we need to do is count our own blessings and realize this, that person that we're envious of or jealous of, they have challenges too. And everyone has things that they don't have and that they want, and that we're all struggling. And when we realize that, it makes us feel less lonely in that sin, and it's harder to let go of. So let's pray. God, help us to be happy with the gifts you've given us, to try to be joyful for others and their gifts, and to know that it's a struggle not to be envious, but that you love us and you will help us get through it. Amen.
Amen.